a great celebration day as we observe All Saints Day. And our readings really, really help us to see the importance of this particular holiday, this particular holy day of All Saints. We'll start today with Matthew chapter 5, Jesus and on the mountainside with his disciples. And we always call this, of course, the Beatitudes, those blessed ours or blessed ours. It's interesting that Jesus uses a present state of a person to point to a future possibility or a future guarantee when he says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Blessed are those who mourn. We don't often think of mourning as something that we consider blessed. In fact, it's a feeling, it's a state that we often try to avoid, or at least distance ourselves from as much as possible. We don't like to mourn. Mourning hurts. Grief hurts. And today, as we read off names, like I said, there are names that we don't have on our list, that you have on your hearts, and we all have somebody that we can say we mourn their loss. We grieve for them. It's not a comfortable feeling. It's not something that we embrace. We don't run towards grief saying, "Give me more of this," this feeling of emptiness, this feeling of hurt, sadness. And yet Jesus says that blessed are those who mourn. The mourning, those who grieve, are blessed. Now, psychologically, we can examine that all over the place and say, I don't see how Jesus can say that, because, again, those who grieve, those who mourn, do not feel blessed. In fact, a lot of times they feel as if something's been stolen or taken from them. It's not a blessed feeling. And yet, to mourn is to know that you have love. To mourn somebody, to grieve over somebody, is to know that you have loved somebody. As hard as that is to embrace, because again, we don't want to mourn, we don't want to grieve, and yet, if we don't, we avoid it. If we run from it, if we hide from it, if we deny it, there's a big piece of us that's going to suffer. Jesus is talking, first of all, about those close to us that we mourn, as he did, will later, mourn Lazarus, the loss of a friend. He'll mourn for the people of Israel. He'll mourn for Jerusalem. He'll weep for those who are like sheep without a shepherd. He'll have compassion on them. His heart will go out to him. Jesus mourns a lot. He grieves that the Pharisees have gotten it so wrong. He hurts for the world that has been messed up. Blessed are those who mourn. They mourn because they have loved somebody. We mourn because we've loved. Every one of us who has lost somebody, even this past year, or maybe years and years and years ago, we still mourn a loss. That grief never completely goes away. That's part of the human experience. As we live in this world, the grief will remain. But here's where Jesus takes that grief, takes that mourning, and sort of puts a twist on it, a spin on it, a look of faith on those who mourn. Because the promise follows that they shall be comforted. They may not be comforted always now. As those of us who mourn know, comfort comes in little bits and pieces and little glimpses and little tidbits, but it doesn't come completely. But the promise that Jesus makes is that they shall be comforted. It will happen. There will be one day when all of the grief will be gone. All of the grief will vanish. All of the hurt, all of the pain, all of the sadness will one day be taken away. We don't know when that day is. We don't know when that day will come. But the promise is for those who are faithful that one day that grief will disappear. Now, just like the saints of old, Old Testament saints who never got to see Jesus face to face and yet believed in faith that the promise would be fulfilled, that's the same way that we travel these days. We travel with this hurt, this pain, this grief that we carry, yet in faith we look ahead to that day. We know that day is coming. We don't know when. We don't know how long it's going to take, but that day is coming. That Jesus has promised that all the mourning will be comforted. All of those who mourn. Then we look to Revelation, and we have this incredible vision that John has when that mourning will cease. That last section, 15 through 17, when it says, "Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on their throne will shelter them with his presence." That's that vision that God gives to his people to say, those you mourn who have died in faith, this is where they are. They are in his presence. They are being sheltered. They're okay. And one day again, you'll see them. You may be among them. They shall hunger no more, thirst no more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. They will be completely provided for, protected, safe. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. We've heard this promise before. Isaiah makes this promise that on that holy mountain there will be no more tears, no more sadness, no more pain. That's the promise future that we have. That's the saints. That's why we read the list of names that we do, to help us to recognize that those saints who have gone before us are there, safe, protected, not dealing with sin anymore, not mourning anymore. And we who are here, yes, we still mourn, we still grieve, we recognize that. We hold that as part of who we are as his people. But we also hold to the promise of the future, the resurrection of all life, the glorious reunion of those who have died in the faith. We look forward to that day. And in the meantime, those promises, as they are held out there, in the meantime, God does not leave us empty-handed. He doesn't leave us without anything. He doesn't leave us to wander about in the wilderness lost. He invites us into his family, into his body of Christ here in this place. And he invites us here to the rail to be with that great cloud of witnesses and receive the gifts that he has for us. That's what the Lord does for those who wait that day. He provides for them. He protects them. Us. As we come together in faith to receive his body and blood. That promise to hunger no more or thirst anymore, he satisfies that need here with his word, with his body and blood. He fulfills those promises even before they are ultimately fulfilled. He gives us that little bit. Keep going and look forward to that day of the glorious resurrection. And so we do as his children. In 1 John chapter 3, as it says, we are children of God. The world does not know us, does not know Jesus, but we are God's children now. and what we will be has not yet appeared. That glorious resurrection has not happened yet, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. We look forward to that day. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. We continue.